Are any of our French students here today? I don't know whether they were here. I just want to read you something here that was given to me. Flo, okay. Well, you can only do that in Living Word. It's what was given to me. This was some students had visited on that blizzard Sunday that we had. And these were college students. They came from France. This article read this. College kids these days, you never know what they're into. I've had French students ask me to recommend a jazz club or a bar or a tavern or a blues bar or soccer so they can watch soccer or whatever have you. But imagine my surprise when this group asked me to find them a church to attend, and one that had good gospel music. Immediately, I thought of Living Word Christian Center. Now, I'd never attended that service, but I heard good things about it because Living Word is a mega church. I didn't expect our group to be received with any special consideration. However, from the time I called Kim Clay, our director of communications, the church made extraordinary preparation for these French students. As the snow kept falling, I feared the students wouldn't make it to Forest Park on Super Snow Sunday. However, seven students braved the blizzard to take the blue line from the north side, and it was no picnic for my wife and I to meet them at the station. We trudged down the street, the snow stinging our faces as the wind blew and gave us ice cream headaches. So Living Word shuttle bus, though, picked us up at Des Plaines. And when we pulled up at the church, they had professional people, photographers, so forth and so on. Kim led us to reserve seats in the sanctuary. And we also went and visited Pastor Winston's office where we posed for photos with he and his wife. So we were trying to be nice. Say amen to that. As the students filed back into the sanctuary, however, we were handed headsets. So Living Word had hired a professional French interpreter to provide simultaneous translation for Pastor Winston's sermon. Before hearing the message, though, we were blown away by the church's choir and band as they delivered a powerful renditions of praise and worship songs. As if that wasn't enough, liturgical dancers made synchronized moves to the music. This is holy movement now. This is holy movement. One student was so overcome by the stirring music and the church's warm welcome until she needed a box of tissues. So Pastor Winston began his remarks by greeting the students in French. That's what I wanted to read right there. Come on now. Come on. Give it up. Parlez-vous? I won't read anymore. He just says, it's interesting enough, four of our students gave their life to Christ. So they had a great time. Now, because of that, we already translate in two languages, Spanish and Polish. I'm thinking about going to three here in French because there are a lot of French-speaking people from the nations and so forth. So give our French students a hand. I'm so glad they came and enjoyed themselves. We really enjoyed it. All right, let's open our Bibles, please. Let's go over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, please. Philippians chapter 4. Now, you are the last group, so I can just relax and just do it all, right? Okay, Philippians chapter 4. No, I'm going home on time now. Pray the Lord. Okay. Okay. Philippians chapter 4. Interestingly enough, this is a letter written by Paul. And it was written from a jail. He was in jail. And it's interesting, his attitude while he was in jail. Look what it says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Wow. He wasn't going to let things get him down. And let's come all the way down here. But let's start in verse 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last, your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Now, some people misunderstand that. This does not mean that you're content sick.
That's right.
Or you're content broke. This content has a different understanding. Here's a Rotherham's translation. Here's what he says. For I have learned in whatever circumstance I am to be independent. Wow, to be independent. In other words, I'm not allowing the circumstances to dictate how I feel. Isn't that wonderful? I'm not allowing the circumstances around me to dictate how I feel. Have you ever seen people, they always want you to feel sad with them? They come up to you looking sad and so forth. You know, that's just, maybe you can turn to somebody and show them all your pearly whites. No, that's okay. Leave that out. But sometimes what happens is people let the circumstances pull them all the way down. That is not the way Paul operated. Paul is saying, I don't care what the economy looks like, I'm still going to prosper. Come on, I don't care. He was in jail, but he is saying, rejoice. Rejoice. You go back to Joseph's life, it's the same way. When Joseph was put in jail, notice what Joseph did. They came down and two people got offended the king, and the king put him in jail with Joseph. And that was a butcher and a baker, was it? Candlestick maker? Somebody. Praise God. But anyway, he put him in jail, and Joseph asked him this, why do you look so sad? Glory to God. Now that doesn't sound like a man that's in a rat infested jail at that time and so forth. Why? He is content. He's not letting his circumstances dictate to him how he feels. And I'm telling you, for a good person, disciplined and so forth like that, you're going to have to be able to manage your emotions. Glory to God. Boy, that came out of the spirit. Amen. I mean, I was in the military. The first thing I had to learn when I went to basic training is, hey, how to manage my emotions. 5:15, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You got to manage your emotion. You better get up out of that bed. I know that. And so forth. I had to learn how to eat, how to so forth, how to address the officers and so forth. Now, then I went to pilot training. You really got to learn how to manage your emotions there, because when you're in flight and that engine flames out, you're going to have to manage your emotions, or when the enemy comes after you. I'm just saying, it's the same thing in this environment that we're in right now, because if you are the church, you're in the middle of a war. But guess what? We win. So I'm just saying, just managing your emotions, no matter what you're doing, whether you're in business or athletics, whatever you're doing, manage those emotions, because that's part of what the enemy tries to do to get you in a place where, of course, he gains advantage over you. So Paul is saying this, hey, no matter what state I'm in, I'm content. I know what to do. And notice what happened in Isaac's life. In the time of famine, Isaac sowed in that time and got 100-fold the same year. Notice, he didn't let the famine dictate to him where to sow. And I'm saying, in our lives right now, we have the Word of God. So I'm going to stand on the Word. I don't care what it looks around me, I'm going to stand on that Word. And I believe if you stand on that Word and stay there, everything around you is going to change. It's going to change. Look what he says in verse 13. I can do all things through who? Christ, which strengtheneth me. I think that's the key to it, is understanding that you can do all things through Christ. It's not you. You can't do it within yourself. No person without God is smarter than Satan. None. You need Christ in your life. Say amen to that. So, look what he said in verse 15. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and what? Receiving, but you only. So God not only wants you to give, but he wants you to be able to receive. And that's with most of us. We have to be able to receive as well. Thank God for our giving, but he wants us to be able to receive because he's got some more work for us to do. And so look what he says in verse 19. But my God shall what? Supply how much? All your need according to his what? Riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So this was the Philippian church that kept sending to Paul and to Paul's trip in preaching the gospel. We're going again to Africa about the end of this month, and we're going again and we can preach the gospel. I'm going to take the gospel, hopefully, to people who've never heard it before. And so it's you. God speaks to your heart about giving into that. It's a missions envelope, and the envelope is a different color. Praise God. It's this color right here. But you can put it on your regular envelope. For those people who are watching by internet, same thing. On your screen, it's a way to get right in, and your giving goes right to the bank, and we record it. So I just thank you so much. I just want to let you know, every time I've gone, you've made it possible for me to go. Each time, we've met the budget, and thank God for that. Give yourself a hand. Prepare your tithes and your offerings. Glory to God. Now we have another selection by our free worshipers. Praise God.